Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs, everybody. Hi, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's
How's
up?
Trix?
Oh, things are good. Tricks are good. What's going on with you?
You know, it's a very sad day because Below Deck Mediterranean ended, and I just don't know how to deal with it, Ben. I just don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what I would do with my grief? I would channel that grief into buying a ticket to a Watch What Crappens live show, because our tickets are going on sale this Friday for our big 2022 tour. It's our 10-year anniversary Hunky Dory tour. We're doing a million cities. And unlike in the past where we're like, oh, and here's a city, and here's a city, we're giving you all the cities right up front, 21 cities, and they all go on sale the exact same day, which is this Friday, at 10 a.m. local to whatever the venue is in. So, you know, whatever time zone it's in, it's local. It's going to be 10 a.m. locally. Go get your tickets. We're going to a million places. It's going to be so much fun, and we don't want you to miss out. So go check that out. And go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find the links to the tickets, of course.
Yes, all of the links are there. We are going to be making up shows that we missed due to COVID, so you will still be able to come to the show if you have tickets for those. So go check out, you know, what to do. And today, guess what? It's Below Deck Mediterranean time.
Woo, woo, woo!
Now, we did not watch the reunion at the time of this airing. I did see a clip of Matt, of course, who's comes, you know, I mean, it's a Zoom reunion, but still, he's wearing a shirt that says, like, I don't know, it's like some teenager shirt, you know, like some skater shirt. He's all cash. Yeah. And Andy asks, Ronnie, God bless it. Andy asks Sandy, which could be a tongue twister if you're me, okay? Andy asks Sandy about Matt, and she says, you know, I just would like somebody who's dependable. He's like, whatever. You know what? You're the worst captain I've ever worked with in my life.
What?
So, yeah, he's a total little fucker. And other captain would have given you chances like this, sir. Like, none.
No. Why would he say that? Like, but she, like, was so supportive of him.
Because he's a petulant child, you know?
Wow. Well, I wanted to watch it, but unfortunately, I gave away my third stew, and it was just the two of us here in the household, and I just didn't have the time. I mean, it's my fuck up, and I have to live with it, and I will. I have to deal with the consequences of my own choice. I mean, here I was, I had four, and I went down to two. It's my fuck up, Ronnie, for not watching the reunion.
The way I'm going to take responsibility for that is complaining every 2 seconds that I'm short-staffed, all right?
But that being said, Ronnie, do you think you would have liked the reunion? Do you think you would have liked it? Please tell me you would have liked it. Tell me you would have liked it.
Please don't give me any kind of criticism or I'll fold. I just can't take it.
Oh. Should we just do a whole theoretical recap? We'll just do theoretically, like, this is what happened. We're not even going to recap the season finale. It's like,
well, that is pretty much it. I mean, once it was past the Matt and Alexi stuff, it's like, God, I could use more people on Steve. We open with Matt telling Katie, I reckon those eggs will put me over the edge. I'm going to cry, Katie. Because he had to make eggs and fucked. He can't make eggs. He was fucked. He can't make a single fucking egg. Okay. A chef. This professional chef who's too good for this could not make eggs.
Yeah. And I actually made myself an egg sandwich and I overcooked my eggs a little bit this morning. And I was like, fucking Matt. Cause I felt like it was Matt's fault. I was like, you put bad egg making into my brain. And now I just did it. I made a bad egg because of you. I hate you, Matt.
Really? That's so funny how Bravo seeps into our regular life, because I made eggs and I flipped the egg. My egg was perfect and beautiful, and I was like, I mean, that's how it's done, am I right? To nobody. There's nobody in my house. But I felt Bueller. Really good about myself.
Yeah. Well, you should feel good about yourself, because a good egg, I mean, there's a reason why there's that expression, you're a good egg, because it's special. Like, a good egg is, eggs are hard, but not for a chef.
Yeah. So he's whining about eggs, and Katie's like, his stress is getting the best of him. I mean, he got two complaints, fish and beet family, and now look at him, losing it, completely losing it. He's spiraling.
Yeah, and then the guests upstairs are not, you know, they don't like their eggs at all. They're like, you know, there was some sort of mix up with the omelet. One with bacon went to the wrong person, and another one was like, "Well, it's crisp as hell," which is probably Michael Eaves, I'm assuming. And then Matt's like, "I'm embarrassed. I'm sending this to the table. I mean, these are some of the worst egg dishes I've served in my career, but I just need to finish breakfast." I'm like, "Just make the damn eggs. Stop."
You're pitiful enough. Like, why make yourself more pitiful? And one of the ladies won't even swallow hers. And the guy's like, "Swallow your food." And someone's like, "Can we get a couple of toasted bagels to make this situation better?
Then Sandy
Thanks."
goes down to the galley and is like, "They want some toasted bagels." Oh God, I mean, what a fucking bitch. Worst captain ever. Worst captain, right? Am I right?
Yeah. And upstairs, Katie's like, "Well, we do have some banana bread." And the guy goes, "This banana bread, is he really known for dessert baking? I mean, is he really good?"
And she goes, "Well, he's generally very good on most things." And one of the guests goes, "No,
And they
no."
all crack up. They all laugh.
Laughing at Matt's face. So
"Well, guess
here we
what?
go."
I'm sorry I have to say this. I haven't said it. I've kept myself from saying it this entire time, but I have to say it now. I've only got two stews, and I've got demanding guests and only two stews.
We all just have to move forward because they won't stop being demanding, and you gotta just drop shit and let it go and carry on. Oh gosh, if only I didn't have just two stews, including me. Oh gosh.
So they're gonna have a beach picnic at 2. So Katie's getting ready, and she goes down and tells Matt that they'll talk about the beach logistics soon. And he's like, "Okay, worst day ever."
It's like you're done with breakfast. Gosh. So, Katie gives Matt a hug, which he does not deserve, if you ask me. And then he's like, "Everything went backwards." And so, for the picnic, he's going to make grilled chicken. The guests want grilled chicken and pesto pasta. And he goes, "Fucking relentless." I'm like, it's literally the easiest thing, a grilled chicken and like a very basic pasta sauce.
Yeah. Well, I think he came up with that because he comes up with like
Oh.
the super simple stuff, you know. He acts like he's this 10-star chef and then he's like, "I'm gonna make orange chicken." But he is gonna do that and she goes, "Maybe a salad?" And he's like, "Fucking relentless. It's
Oh,
salad.
that's what it was.
It is lettuce in a bowl."
Literally, while the pasta cooks, your
Yeah.
chicken's gonna be on the grill. Your pasta is going to be cooking. You will have 8 minutes to make a salad.
So the captain checks on Malia, who's packing, and Malia's like, "I'm gonna need to take an interior with me." She's like, "Go ahead, Malia, do that, because I have water toys." "Yes, Malia, go ahead. You know, there's a lot to do. Go ahead, Malia, take the goddamn interior. Go."
Yeah. So she, Malia and Coco are going to go set up the picnic. And then because Courtney is on helping with the picnic and Katie is doing laundry downstairs, the guests are not getting any sort of service. So they're just sitting around in the hot tub, just waiting. And they're like, "Where the hell is Katie?" You know? And the guest like gets out and is like looking around. It's like, "Sister Katie, hello, Sister Courtney, somebody, anybody? Is there one?
Can I
Anyone?"
help you? Matt's head just pops up from behind the stairs.
It's
Can
like
I help?
it's like recreating the opening scene from It, you know? It's just like a like Matt's head in the storm drain. Can I help you?
God, that would fit Matt's head in the storm, just peeking out of the storm drain. "Just don't be mean to me, or I'm gonna make your life hell. You better compliment my fish seasoning, kids, or you're dead."
He doesn't abduct children. He just like corners them into giving him compliments. "Did you like it? Do you like this storm?"
He just underseasons everything for people until they compliment him. "Well, here I am for weeks complaining we don't have enough stews. And then what do? I decide to go down a stew. Like, what's wrong with me, right?" It's literally every 2 minutes on this show.
Every 2 minutes. Like, and it's the most predictable outcome of that decision for anyone watching.
Yeah. So then Katie goes to the ladies and they're like, "We're thirsty and we have been for a minute." She's like, "What can I get you?" So she gets some drinks and Courtney and Malia set up picnics and some kind of a cave type thing. And Malia's like, "What
Matt
do you think?"
drops. Oh, yeah,
Go ahead.
sorry.
I have nothing to say. There's literally nothing happening.
I was gonna say Matt drops some some dressing or something, and he's like, "Fuck me, my dressing." I'm like, honestly, that dressing was just trying to get away from you. The dressing just knew it was shit. I was like, I don't want someone to eat me and be disappointed. I'm not going to go down for you, okay? Just take me to the trash. I'm trying to take myself to the trash.
Katie, I need some help. I've got things to do, Matt. But I only have one salad. Will that be enough?
Should I do burgers too? She's like, honestly, do what you want. What do you mean? Should I do burgers? She goes, what is wrong with you?
I'm a mess. So guess, you know, being a whiny little brat does not make your food any better. Okay. Your food still sucks. Put that energy into like going on YouTube and finding some cooking to some egg tutorials.
Yeah, exactly. So Malia tells Matt that they need to be ready in 10. He's like, I'm going to lose it. Ooh. So then, in case you forgot, David is actually in the middle of a character arc because he felt condescended to, but now he wants to put that aside and show that he really cares. He wants to be there for Malia. So now Malia's like, David, I want to reward you for your hard work by inviting you to go help with the picnic, which is admittedly much harder work than what you would have been doing on the boat. But congratulations.
Yeah. And he's like, You're inviting me on a picnic, Malia. Well, I knew that you thought something, felt something, but I didn't know what it was. With the guests, David. Exactly. Which is why you're such a good pal. Thank you. Thank you very much. So the captain is having a very big captain scene. She's upstairs looking at the monitor going, look at this wind, man. So then the tender returns for some food and dun, dun, dun. We're dragging.
We are dragging. The anchor is dragging. Get stuff in immediately. Just throw the toys in.
Don't pack anything neatly. Just get it in. We are about to be swallowed up by the earth itself. A whirlpool is opening and we are going to be sucked down into the center of this orb we call our planet. Hurry up.
I would like to give a shout out to Lady Gaga, who I once captained a ship for during an Iraq tour. And I'd like to say, we're going into the shallows now. We're dragging.
In the shallows. In the shallows.
In the shallows tomorrow. Did I mess it up? Oh, God.
Does Lady Gaga like me? Does she like me?
So, Lloyd is there, you know. We're getting really close to the shallow water.
Well, the way the anchor is dragging right now, this could be disaster. Don, don, don.
The transom is coming up. The naughty boys are being put away. We almost have a shallow water disaster. And it's fine. Actually, everything's fine. Great.
Yeah, so over at the picnic, everyone's running around to get the food, and we worry about the guests, because the first thing one of the guests says is, oh, God, I'm so hungry. I really want a crab cake, which is not going to happen. Hope you'd like some grilled chicken breast, because that's what you're getting, sir. Okay.
Enjoy one of the most beloved pieces of cuisine, the chicken breast. So, Malia is, David is like, wow, this fortress is monumentally gothic. And Malia says, I'm so proud of the guys for pulling this off. Lloyd on the jet skis and Z was composed and they were able to handle the chaos. And that's the ultimate test. They passed it. They were able to bring in some toys and then not have the boat go into shallow water. I'm so proud.
So then buffet style over with the guests, and Katie's like, if you'd like to start helping yourselves, and they're like, you're not serving us. And one of them goes, she did. One of the ladies says, she did Crystal. Serve us. She brought it over from the boat. And they start laughing. So then they like the food better. He gets this stellar review. I think he should put this on his CV. Not bad. ate the chicken.
I think they mean that he should literally put a chicken breast on his CV and see what happens. Make it more interesting.
Oh, gosh. Did I do that wrong?
And speaking of which, Matt is over in the kitchen with his stand mixer, and he like cracks an egg into it, and it like, I don't know, maybe gets shell or something, and he's like, ah! And then he's like, I'm dead. All this charter, I've been trying to get out of my head and get to a happy place. When I mess up, I question if I'm not, if I'm a good chef or not. You're not a good chef. There, question's answered. Move on.
Yeah, let us help you. No. So then Katie and David are talking on the job. They're both at the picnic. And David's like, how are you holding up? She's like, well, I'm surprised my bags aren't bigger under my eyes since I've been working 19 hours a day, being short-staffed and all. He's like, there are no bags. Now, there is a ring in my pocket. No, David. It's a friendship ring. Got it. Got it. I'll keep that for friendship.
David, did you just fall over again? Why do you injure yourself so much all of a sudden? So then Katie's like, well, you know what? This is just part of yachting. I once worked at charter in Ibiza that went 3 weeks straight and everyone stayed up till 6 a.m. But of course, we didn't do it with two stews. We had five, as opposed to right now, we're up two. Did I mention that we only have two stews?
So the yacht arrives because they've come to pick them up because of the anchor. So then Courtney is talking to Matt and she's like, God, this is a lot of work. Oh, I did 30,000 steps yesterday. And she tells us, this is really hard, but it was Katie's decision, so I don't want to let it down because she's had my back all season.
I would have been like, Katie, if you don't get me some help in this freaking laundry room right now, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, but Courtney was also pressuring Katie to not take on the third stew because she wanted to get her stripes. So now she got her stripes. So she's like, oh, this is all Katie's decision, which ultimately it is, right? Because Katie's the boss. But still, come on.
Was Katie naive enough to think that she could go down to two stews and production was not going to send the most difficult guests her way? I mean, for crying out loud.
So they bring back the and they're not even that difficult. I mean, these people really just want to be served and have decent food. They're not asking for anything crazy. Just that their food doesn't set.
The thing is, I think the issue is more that they don't sleep because they go to sleep at like 4:30 and then they're up at like 7 a.m. Like, okay, we're ready for today. Production's like
smashing up Adderall and putting it in their drinks and stuff.
So now the guests are back from the fortress and Z gets to drive the tender. And he's like, I'm just very grateful that Malia and David allow me to do things that other boats haven't. And hopefully I can be a captain in 10 years. And oh, Z fell off the boat. Wow. Z, you know, Z always is just that Z always falls down. I just talked about David falling over, but actually Z is the prime faller over on this show. He falls over, and when Z falls over, he falls so hard and with such ragdoll physics. Like, it's always feet in the air, head first on something. Like, he's
a faller.
This is where we're at with the show. Okay, I'm just
he's the fall. Yeah, counting how many times people fall down. So Katie's with Matt and Courtney, and he's like, guess what? I want to do five courses. I was thinking Asian stuff. Does that sound good? She's like, no, God, I'm going to shower. Is that all right? He's like, hey, but you know, I was going to do shrimp tempura to start. Just Matthew, honestly, I don't care. Or I don't care. He's like,
and then there's people are still packing up from the fortress. Then we cut back to Matt. And he goes, I don't know what to choose because I want to do all of them. And Kitty's like, I don't have time. And so now she's setting the table. And he's like, worst day ever. It's like, oh my God, I just want to stick his face into the stand mixer and just like jam it in there.
Yeah. So Katie is setting up the table with just some silver placemats, you know, and the captain, who is really insistent on amazing, show-stopping, parade-inducing tablescapes, is like, wow, nice table. So you think you're going to make it? And she's like, well, the guests will be fine. But me? Oh, I don't know. And she's like, well, I can help you with whatever you need, Katie. She's like, it's my decision to live with. Yeah, it certainly is. So stop your fucking complaining.
Yeah, exactly. So then Matt is like, yo, Katie, you're telling me not to do as many courses, but you won't tell me which ones to cut out. I'm like, oh my God, he is truly a child. He is truly like 6 years old. It's driving me absolutely nuts. And she's like, well, I don't mean to cut you off. It's just that last night I was cleaning up dinner until 1 a.m. He's like, well, I know, but it's like, I can't even think right now. And he like She has told him so many times, shut up. Like, everyone on this boat seems to realize that she is so stretched thin, whether it's like her own fault or not. She has, like, everyone is like appreciating her situation except for Matt.
Yeah, she's like, sorry to cut you off. It's just always cleaning so light. And he's like, but I need help. I have shrimp. And then I was thinking maybe chicken or fish. Maybe salmon. She goes, salmon, do salmon. But should I do like maybe fish and steak? She goes, you've already done surf and turf. But was it good enough? I need to show him I can really do surf and turf.
If I do salmon, should I wear a shirt that's salmon color too? Will they get confused? What do you think, Katie?
She's like, I'm out. And he just looks forlorn. He's like, so we see a little scene of Malia drinking coffee and David comes in. She's like, well, it's the end. And he's like, actually, it's not the end yet. It's just the beginning. Malia, white person, will you met? No, David. Be my friend. That's what I meant to say. Totally fine being pals. Write me. Write. Promise to write.
And then Lloyd is... we learn that Lloyd has a plan to make a card for Malia to say thank you. And so... And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then it becomes like sort of a... like. But then we wind up having... we watch him choose the fonts. And we watch him type out the letters. And we watch him print it out. So he starts this process. And then while he gets her sitting down for dinner... and, you know, Katie has to ask Malia for help with service. So, again, like, drawing from another department because of your decisions.
Okay, but well, what's Lloyd up to? Oh, he's doing a CV. And the hole isn't rinsed? Dun, dun, dun. So she goes into the little office area where he's, you know, doing his, what do you call it, like, clip art.
Like, print shop thing. Or whatever.
Yeah, his print shop.
Well, he's getting, by the way, he's also getting help from Martin. So that was, like... good move. Good move, Lloyd. Like, way to get the hot guy to help you out make your card.
So Malia's like, Lloyd, I love that you're working on your CV, but that is personal stuff, and it's soul crushing. No, I was just going to say it comes after working. Right.
Hey, Lloyd, I happen to notice your CV over there. I don't think employers care about a big photo about the four of us and you thanking us. I don't know if this is really the direction your CV needs to go in. He's like, thank you.
So then Matt just goes, can you stab me in the face? He's in the kitchen, the galley, and the girl, the ladies are picking up all the dishes to serve. And it's shrimp tempura with garlic chili aioli. Some shrimp tempura. He's really, really stretching out that fine dining to the very end.
The fine dining experience is really off the charts.
Yeah.
And then there's like a funny moment where Malia's phone rings while she's bringing the plates up and they're just like all eating their food. I also, by the way, can I give a shout out to the freckle guy? He was adorable. I feel like we have not given him his adorable credit. So freckle guy, congratulations. You're adorable.
So then Malia goes up to Martin and she's like, hi Martin. I was wondering if you would consider Lloyd for the crossing position. And he goes, Lloyd? She says, trust me.
Well, we don't really have that many birthdays, so I don't understand how many cards one man could do during a crossing, but guess that could work out.
So then the next dish is stir fry with salmon and stir fried steak also, and they like it. And one of the ladies is like, wow, this was his best dinner. So Katie goes to Matt. She's like, I'm sorry for being grumpy. And he just kind of ignores her. He's like, well, are they happy?
He goes, and then he's like, I needed that all day long. I couldn't focus or think of what to eat. And like, I was freaking out and like, I was coming out of the spiral. That in itself is a success. I'm like, no, a success is not you coming out of your spiral. A success is you just putting something interesting on a plate. That would be a success.
Yeah. This guy congratulates himself for actually just being at work. He's like, well, yeah. I came. Wow. So then Martin does pull Lloyd aside, and just the look on Lloyd's face, he's like, oh my God, it's a popular boy. What do I do? He's going to hit me. He's all in the fetal position on the ground. He's covering his head.
I know. Martin is like trying to remember his lines. He's like, Lloyd, can I speak to you for a moment? We are looking for an engineer who knows how to make lovely little cards during the crossing from Sibenac to Barcelona. And I was wondering if you were maybe keen to join us.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Malia is standing behind him like he acts like he just won a car on The Price is Right. He's like, oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Just want to point out to all our straight listeners that this is how I think about 85% of gay porns begin.
What, the Martin thing? We would like you to come on a crossing across the cross.
There will be no one else on the boat, just the two of us on the crossing.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Matt and Katie again, he's like, well, you know what? We need to discuss Split, which is the place that they're going to be going to vacation when this is all done. He's like, I reckon I might not even leave the house.
I don't like his overuse of the word reckon. I'm like, I don't feel like Matt should be allowed to say
where
reckon.
Did that come from? Suddenly today, he says it all the time.
So, also, by the way, you know what's hell to me is that Split house. I'm so glad we didn't get to have to sit and like see what happened. And the way they were teasing it at the end of the episode, as if anyone cared, like, ooh, you don't want to know what happened at the Split house. I'm like, that's exactly right. Yeah. I literally don't care about the Split house. So
I know. Another word for split, leave. That's how I feel about it. Just leave.
Yeah. So now it's after dinner and it looks like everyone's going to be going to sleep for once, but they just change into their sweats and their pajamas and they come back upstairs to play cards and everything and drink. And it's just another night that they're going to stay up until 4 a.m. playing cards and everything. And
well, in service, they say to train your guest, like set up expectations for your guest, right? And I think that they've really done that on this boat because Jamel goes, hey, Katie, do you have any of those barbecue chips? Oh, maybe some water. Oh, and some gummy bears. I was like, wow, they really have trained you to have the lowest expectations.
Yeah, because last episode they wanted actual fresh baked cookies. And now they're kind of like, is there like a lifesaver that you found somewhere?
Could you unstick some of that gum from the bottom of the table and bring that over to me? Thanks.
So, like, are there any leftover scraps from the failed omelets that Matt tried to make this morning? We'll take some of those.
So, Katie, guess what Katie says is very surprising. She goes, the decision to go down to two stews was my decision, and now I have to take the punishment.
Which, and in this case, the punishment is that the guests then decide to go to the hot tub because they're like, oh, Katie, is the hot tub still warm? She goes, like, I am so angry and so tired. I cannot even open up my lips to give you a verbal assent to this, to your question. So, so then she just has to sit there. She's sitting there with David, who's on Anchor Watch or something, and just watching them on the hot tub for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, so go to bed, go. They're watching them on the monitors. So finally they go to sleep, and David's like, oh, God, you definitely are a champion, Katie, which is why I'd like to spend the rest of my... No, David, with myself, because I'm happy alone and pleased having you as my friend.
So now it's the final day of the charter, and yeah, they're basically, Matt is like, whoa, yesterday's breakfast was a disaster. Today I'm going to finish the season as simply as possible. Cook your own fucking eggs.
So then Courtney comes up to take drink orders. Courtney, who just earned her two stripes, okay, comes up to take drink orders, and the guy goes, can you make Bloody Marys? And she's like, no, but I can try. And he goes, that's the wrong answer. She goes, no, I'm great at it. And then she goes to Google it. I mean,
hey,
Katie, whoever is stuck with Courtney on the next boat and gets stuck with somebody who doesn't know how to make a Bloody Mary when you just gave her two stripes.
Listen, you just said it yourself. What, manage the guest expectations, right? Now she can serve them V8 and be like, well, I tried my best. And they'll be like, okay, works for us.
Yeah. So then, let's see. So Matt makes brioche French toast with strawberry syrup. And she goes to serve that too. And they ask for regular syrup too. Oh my God, so difficult.
I know. And Matt is like, he's saying like, he's like, yeah, you know, I know French toast with strawberry syrup is kind of a cheat. Like, it's not a cheat. Like, just make good shit and people will be happy. It's fine. So then it's time to dock. More docking, 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 docking. One last dolphin for old time's sake. And we're docked.
Yeah, we're docked. So then Katie wakes up. Z gets his rope across, which is great. Proud of him. That's like the end of his arc. Got that rope across.
He doesn't fall over the process. He
doesn't fall. So let's see. Katie sees that Courtney has served something and not spilled it all over someone. So she's like, oh my God, you. This is life-changing, what I've seen from you. Watching her go from laundry to smashing at breakfast and not really knowing how to make one single drink that they asked for, but still, doing it all while rubbing her ass against a pole next to the dining room table. God, she deserves that two stripes.
Yeah, so then they all line up. The guests leave. Jamel and Ian give their little speech. And I like, Sandy is standing right next to Katie, and she goes, oh, I feel real tired today, huh? Katie's like, she's like, I am not Katie. I am just a robotic simulation of Katie. I have died. I died last night, and this is just the last gas is leaving my body.
So now is her final speech in the tip meeting. It's her final tip meeting speech. We don't get what kind of wind you are. I mean, what the hell's going on with this season? Come on, you guys. I feel like you're just daring me to turn this off. I don't get a final wind.
No, no wind assessment. It's very upsetting. Or even if it wasn't going to be a wind, maybe it's like a type of fish, you know, or a type of anchor. Or like
a different, a knot, you know, a different style of wave or something.
Yeah, nothing.
You're a title, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that's Katie, pretty much all there is.
You know, the first charter that you chose to only go with on two stools, that was mild. This wasn't. But you know what? You stepped up to the plate and you worked hard. Incredible job. Incredible job. Matthew, you continue to be the opposite of the person that boarded this vessel. So good for that. That's good.
And of course, by that, I mean, when you boarded the vessel, you seemed like someone that was agreeable and pleasant to be around. So congratulations for being the opposite of that person. And Malia, what can I say? I'm gonna cry. Look, here's me about to cry. Meh, 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 meh. That was my cry. Okay, I'm so proud of you. Like I said from the first time we worked together, you're a natural born leader and you invest in your team. We did it, guys.
And you get 20 grand. And for this season, we got $132,000. Whoa. And guess what? Tonight, I'm coming to dinner with you. Oh, by the way, I'm inviting our quarantine chef, Luca, over for drinks to say thank you. And Matt's like,
he just gives this like furious look.
Yeah. So, we had to get him to dinner now because tomorrow he goes to a Dave Bautista lookalike competition. So, you know.
Tomorrow he's got to go back to being stronger, better looking, and more talented than Matt could ever be. So, you know, let's show him a good time, guys.
Tomorrow he has a busy photo shoot as the new guy on the Gordon's fish sticks box. So, you know.
So clean, clean, clean. Time to go out. Lloyd brings the card around to sign for Malia. And the captain calls Luca to come over for drinks. And yeah, the card is like a picture, you know, with probably the back just says,
I would just like to thank you for finally being somewhere where I could be myself, totally, completely open up about being 10% not straight and getting nothing but hugs. Thank you so much. You've changed my life. Now, please, please don't let me go another day not knowing whether I'll ever find such comfort in other human beings again.
There are some boats where I am not given the freedom to make a lovely little card. Thank you for giving me this freedom. So a bunch of the deckhands are kind of like on the dock smoking or whatever. And then Luca approaches. He sort of like barrels over and he's like, hi, guys, I'm coming to meet Captain Sandy. I've got blue and white stripes and a yellow jacket on. So, you know, I'm in business. OK, where's Captain Sandy? And he's kind of a dick right away. Like, you can tell he's a dick. And then I'm like upset because I feel like we missed out on some good like dick drama.
Really? I didn't think he was a dick. I thought he was just like, they're making me come be on camera for 2 seconds. This is embarrassing. Like, could I have stayed home?
But it was like, I it was that, but it was like a dick energy wrapped up with it too, I felt.
So he goes in and the captain's like, how was quarantine, Luca? He's like,
not that easy. 4 walls, 4 weeks. And she's like, well, you know, let's go say hello to the crew. That's Malia. She's like, hi, I'm Malia. And then Matthew's just sitting there in a booth, just giving him the dirtiest looks.
It's like, why? Why is Matt giving him a dirty look? This poor guy sat in a hotel room for 4 weeks straight. I mean, that is not fun, okay? And Luca's like, well, I was the backup chef for you guys if something goes wrong. So just wanted to say hi. Thanks for keeping me in hotel jail for 4 weeks. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks.
And Matt just gets up and leaves the room. He's like, it's fucking uncomfortable.
Gosh. So then Katie comes over to Luca and she's like, oh, yeah, so you're Luca. You know, it's funny because Matt quit twice. I thought, okay, we're going to need you soon enough. But we never did, but we kept you there for 4 weeks. That's funny, isn't it, Luca? Funny
times. Matt in his cabin, he's telling David, for dinner, I got to stay sober or I'm going to attack. And I don't want to attack on the last night. What the fuck do you have to attack about?
Yeah.
Literally everybody has done everything to save your ass all season. Who are you going to attack?
Exactly. So then, but then eventually Matt comes out and he like talks to Luca and it's like awkward banter. He's like, oh, are you a Scorpio? Because he thinks the lobster tattoo is a scorpion. And Luca's like, it's a lobster tattoo. He's like, oh, cool.
That's so pathetic that the chef doesn't even know what a lobster is. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, and then Katie's like, so how was quarantine? He's like, well, I worked on recipes and worked out a bit and wondered what I did to deserve the hell to be sitting in this hotel for 4 weeks. I do not know why I did this and just why I'm here right now.
Just watching Matt's face stewing while this guy, it's like the perfect version of a chef comes in. You know, spent time looking over recipes and working out, like nothing that Matt does.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you know, I would run through simulations like, what if I had to cook three courses for people? And I said, shrimp, I've got shrimp and I've got salmon and chicken and beef. Which one do I choose? And then I would choose something very easily and quickly. You know, it's an easy task.
You know, I would do my push-ups, do some pull-ups, and then I would just, you know, practice different styles of eggs. You got to have them perfect, you know?
Sometimes in the morning, I would do what I call egg stacking, which is where you just break open eggs and you stack the yolks until they reach the ceiling. And I'm very good at it. No problems there.
So Matt follows him off the boat. He's all mad. And then the captain's like, okay, Luca, well, thanks for coming. Bye now. It's like, you made him just walk over to the boat for a beer and now he can't even come to dinner? You guys suck.
I know, that was such a strange thing. There's like, well, I guess we have him, so let's put the poor guy on TV for 1 second.
Yeah.
So now they all get in the vans without Luca. They send Luca back into the wild, and they get to some restaurant where there's a waitress with an enormous menu. Like, it was like she had a boogie board. and they order, and Sandy's like, this team was the epitome of teamwork makes the dream work. I don't know if you've heard that phrase before. It's one of my favorites. Teamwork makes the dream. I also say nap work makes the pap work. Okay. Very specific use of it, but it's a good phrase. Say,
you are the best crew I've ever worked with. And I'm not just saying that. All I've ever wanted was people that desperately needed approval. And here you are, a whole boat full of you. I mean, how often does this happen? It's a miracle.
And Katie's like, well, I have to say, Malia, thank you. There's no way we could have finished the season without you. The deck team, you really helped me out when I made a terrible decision. But it was my decision. I had to live with it, you know, to go down to Tuesdays. Everyone's like, we know, Katie, we know.
But it was funny watching the captain twist the knife because she goes, okay, I just want to go over everyone's highs and lows for the season. And Lloyd's like, well, everyone knows my low. And she's like, oh, come on, Lloyd. You're still perfect. Okay, here's my low. My low was that night we had to cook.
Sorry.
When Matt quit.
Sorry.
And then I had to have the client put me into the cabin and tell me how bad everything was.
God, really?
He's like, oh. And she goes, no. But wait, here's a twist. My high point was the dinner. And watching people that have never met each other on that charter pull it off. So, Matt, the point is this. And my two most celebrated moments, you're not part of either of them, okay?
And he's so pissed. And Katie's like, from that moment, we all did bond. So, Matt, at least thank you for that. And he's like, oh, it was a team-building exercise.
And David goes, well, I want to speak on everyone's behalf. And thank you, Matt, for everything you've done. I'm like, no, you don't stop that, David. Yeah, you do not speak on behalf of everyone, okay? Because we are invisible members of this crew, and we do not approve of you speaking on behalf of us. Here's what we say as invisible members. Fuck you, Matt. Fuck you.
So then Malia's like, David, you're the one who has looked over the most, and you didn't ask for praise. You were the lead deckhand, so congrats to our lead.
And he's like, so do you want to marry me now? He literally asked that.
Everyone's like, no, David.
So then shots, and the captain leaves, and Lloyd gives another speech and gives Malia her card. And she's like, oh, my God, these are just like my brothers. Wow, I've honestly never had this happen on a boat before.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the nicest group of people they've ever had in Below Deck. Unfortunately, they also made for a very boring season. So then now they're all doing shots and they're just having fun. And they're like walking on the boat, and Lloyd pushes Z, and Z just flops right down face first on the sofa, and like feet go up. It's a whole thing ragdoll right there.
Yeah. So they're like pouring beer into each other's mouth out of a little keg, and the girls are dancing on the little lazy Susan and spinning each other around. And then David tries it and of course goes flying right into the wall head first.
And he also has a ragdoll moment. I mean, he like crumples up, like just like his feet are up above his head. Oh, fun times. So now it's the morning, and Malia's waking everyone up because there's going to be a boat that's going to take them to Split for their Split Airbnb or whatever. And so now come like some very perfunctory hugs goodbye for Sandy. They just, it's like one after the other. Courtney comes in. It's like, boy, Sandy, bye, bye. It's like, that was it.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, everybody just says bye. Matt comes in and he's like, thanks for the second chance. And his nose is all red and he's got watery eyes. And he's like, I have some growing up to do, but I'm proud of not freaking out last night. I get credit for that, right? No.
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 You don't get credit for being professional at work.
Yeah. And why would you have freaked out? You literally just had to make dinner like every other night. Weirdo. So then Lloyd comes in, and then Z comes in, and then Katie is like, thank you so much. Your support has meant the world to me. You've pushed me to make me a better leader. I'm emotionally involved, so it's real hard to find that line sometimes. Well, good. I'm glad I taught you that leading with your emotions is the completely right thing to do. You did a great job. God, I admire you.
And then Malia comes in, and she's like, we did it. Just an incredible 180 you are from your first time. And Malia says she wants to be to the deckhands what Sandy was for her. She's going to help people find their place in the world of yachts and stuff like that. So anyway, they all hop off the boat. And Katie's like, well, I don't know how this worked, but it worked so fucking well, except for the times when it wasn't working quite as well on account of me.
It literally didn't work well. What are you talking about? Your first charter, the chef left. Your third charter, I think it was the third, the chef left again. Lexi, the whole Lexi mess was a disaster. Then you fired a girl who didn't do anything wrong. And then you made a mess of the last, like, what, 3 weeks? Are you crazy? It did not go well.
So then it like fades out. They're all gonna go to Split, and it's like, so what happened in Split? And then everyone's like, hoo, 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 hoo. And Courtney is like, well, a few things definitely happened that will never be spoken of again.
It was like one of those sex parties I go to.
Everyone's like, oh. It's like, that was the moment when I truly did not want to know what happened.
Oh, I did not want to know. I don't want to picture any of these people boning. So then Katie says, what happened in Split? Stays in Split. And that's the end of the season.
Just, you know, it was just like someone broke like a ladle. You know, it's like, oh, David broke a ladle. You know, and they're acting like it's the biggest scandal.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the end of a season of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Well, look, they can't all be winners, and Below Deck Med has had some really good seasons. And, you know, sometimes you just get a dud. Actually, there were parts of the season that were very, very good, but kind of just the past few weeks kind of just like kind of just
got shit the bed.
Yeah, shit the bed at the end there. But that's okay.
Yep, you gotta at least, just keep going.
At least we
baby.
Get a nice break before the next Below Deck starts, right?
God, what does it start tomorrow?
Tomorrow. It starts next week.
Before Below Deck Adventures, and then Below Deck Sleeping Bags, and then Below Deck in the Woods.
Below deck of Cards. Oh, I would love Below Deck Space. I'd totally be into Below Deck Space Station.
Yeah, me too. That actually, you take that advice and run with it, Robs. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you so much for being with us this season. We still recapping other stuff every day, and guess what? We'll be back with Below Deck next week. Look at that.
We certainly will. Also, keep an eye out for, obviously, our tickets going on sale. We got Vanderpump Rules coming. We've got Beverly Hills. And our bonus this week, Winter House. That should be fun.
Yeah, so we will be back tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're letting the cat out of the bag, it's Lily Catlett.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.